You're standing amidships on the Lagoda. After whales had been chased, killed, and towed alongside, this was the scene of action for several days.
Commenced at 4 o'clock this morning to cut in. Worked hard till 3 o'clock this afternoon. About 4 o'clock started the try works. It has been a hard day, but we have finished and are still fresh. Try works are now in full blast. The main yard is aback, and we are drifting to the southward.
Work began from the cutting stage, a kind of scaffold suspended above the dead whale tied alongside. From the cutting stage, the officers generally cut blubber into strips using long, razor-sharp spades. With the wrought iron blubber hook you see hanging over the deck, the crew would haul strips of blubber weighing up to several tons using the windlass on the foredeck. The iron pots and copper chimneys are the ship's tryworks, a structure implemented by Nantucket whalemen in the 18th century to process whales far out at sea. The tryworks allowed the pursuit, capture, and processing of many whales on a single long voyage instead of having to tow individual whales to shore. Just behind the tryworks, there is a vice bench used for repairs, carpentry, and general woodwork, including cooperage. A little further aft, there's the main hatch through which you can see examples of the diverse sizes of casks, all made to fit as much oil as possible into the ship's hull. A bilge pump behind the main mast was used also to wet down the oaken casks with sea water so that they wouldn't shrink or crack, allowing the precious whale oil to leak out. And further back, there's the booby hatch that led down to steerage. Steerage were the quarters where the ship's mates, carpenter, cooper, blacksmith, and boat steerers lived. And looking down through the skylight, you'll catch a glimpse of the master's table where he and the officers dined. The officers' staterooms and the captain's sizable cabin are further aft yet, and on deck you'll find the galley, storage lockers, and the toilet, or head as it was called. Note the ship's compass, easily visible to the man steering the vessel.